heat wave ahead. For 4 days only, it's the sizzling hot summer sale at JCPenney. Thursday through Sunday, shop select men's and women's tees in all new bright colors. Just $5 for her and $7.99 for him. Plus, pick up select Home Expressions bath towels, 2 for $7. All these deals and no coupon needed. Hurry in, but stay cool. These deals are sizzling. JCPenney. Offers valid 6/27 to 6/30. Exclusions apply. See store jcp.com for details. Heat wave ahead. For 4 days only, it's the sizzling hot summer sale at JCPenney. Thursday through Sunday, shop select men's and women's tees in all new bright colors. Just $5 for her and $7.99 for him. Plus, pick up select Home Expressions bath towels, 2 for $7. All these deals and no coupon needed. Hurry in, but stay cool. These deals are sizzling. JCPenney. Offers valid 6/27 to 6/30. Exclusions apply. See store jcp.com for details.
It's time for another episode of Mike Talks Funny, brought to you by Eventide Entertainment. Tonight, comedian Joe Kingston and music from The Fifth Fire. And now, put your pants back on and find a nice hat. It's time for your host, Mike Shea. What's going on, podcast land? It's me, it's Mike Shea, and we are coming at you with another awesome episode of Mike Talks Funny, live, not really live, live to tape from my mother's basement here in Dayton, Ohio. We have a fantastic show in store for you guys today, but first, I want to send a great, big, huge thank you out to everybody who came to Wiley's Comedy Club last night for the Sunday Comic Showcase. I did not plan on going on stage last night. That night. It wasn't really last night. It was last night when I'm recording this, and it was a lot of fun. I got to go up on stage with a fantastic group of people. We had three brand new comics that had never done stand-up before who got up on stage and absolutely crushed it. I was so impressed with those guys. Big thank you to Karen Jaffe for putting me on the show. Big thanks to John Morris, who headlined the show that night. I got to get him on the show. I was looking back. I cannot believe I've never had John Morris on this show. I'm a little ashamed of myself, but we'll make sure to get him on the show here. We still got plenty more time before the end of the season in the summer. We're still figuring out when the end of the season is going to be. But hey, guys, let's not worry about the future for now. Let's worry about the present. Let's worry about today. We have got Joe Kingston from Hawaii on the show today, talking about his album, Love Doll. Also, we've got music coming up later on from the band, The Fifth Fire. Hey guys, I want to remind you that this show is sponsored by Shadow Magic. Go to shadowmagic.online, where you can pick up your very own Mike Talks Funny t-shirt, available through the Eventide clothing line there at Shadow Magic. But hey, don't just take it from me. Let's listen to this guy.
Goths, metalheads, Wiccans, vampires. If there's one thing they all have in common, it's they're all black wardrobes. And nothing is a bigger enemy of black clothing than the endless summertime heat. But fear not, Shadow Magic is here to alleviate your suffering. Original symbolic design set in light-colored clothing lets you be yourself without the heat stroke. Go to shadowmagic.online and use the promo code HOLODARK to receive 15% off your entire order at Shadow Magic Store. Shadow Magic, represent the darkness without melting in the sun.
Once again, just go to shadowmagic.online to get your Mike Talks Funny t-shirt, or to pick up one of the other great Eventide t-shirts, or just an awesome shirt or hoodie or hat from Shadow Magic. I wear their hoodies all the time. They're warm, they're comfortable, and they have some incredible designs on them. So make sure you check those out as well. Like I said, guys, we got Joe Kingston on the show today talking about his album Love Doll. We might play a clip from it. Who knows? Anything can happen on the show. And we got music from The Fifth Fire coming up later on. So you guys stay tuned. We got a lot more for you today here on Mike Talks Funny.
Want to know where to find the best hidden musical gems on the internet? Mike Shea and Robert Yetter have got you covered. Tune in Wednesday nights at 5 p.m. for the latest episode of Track Record, brought to you by Eventide Entertainment.
Hello there. My name is Wallace J. Crumplebottom. And when it's early in the morning, there's nothing that gets me ready for a long day of bean counting quite like a good breakfast. And there's no better breakfast than a brand new episode of The Breakfast Lads. Take it from me, I'm British, so I must know what I'm talking about. Tune in every Wednesday at 8 a.m. for a brand new episode of The Breakfast Lads, brought to you by Eventide Entertainment.
Hey guys, welcome back to Mike Talks Funny. We are sitting here over the phone lines with Mr. Joe Kingston. Joe, how you doing, man?
Good, how you doing?
I'm doing great, man. It's good to have you on the show. Good to hear you. You get to be my guinea pig testing some new tech for recording interviews. So I'm glad to have you here.
Thanks for having me.
So tell me something about you, Matt. So we were talking a little bit off air how your roots really are in music, but it just so happens that your songwriting lends itself more to comedy. How did you first get into the music side of things?
I guess when I was a teenager, a lot of my friends in school, they were playing ukulele and they're playing guitar. And there was nobody really playing bass, or nobody wanted to be the bass player. So I started thumping on a pachini. It's called pachini. It's actually a wash tub with a stick and a string. You know, I think they must do that in the South, but in Hawaii they call it pachini, which means a wash tub. And anyway, so I started thumping on that. And then I bought an electric bass. I just figured, well, maybe I could figure it out, you know. So I got an electric bass. And then once I did that, I kind of decided, all right, I'm gonna be the bass player, and I want to do that as a career. And I just started doing it. And back in the '80s, if you had a bass and you had an amp in Honolulu, then you're working. I mean, everybody wanted a bass player, so that's how I kind of fell into it. And then, so I've been doing that for decades, but after a while, I just started playing guitar and ukulele, and then started playing solo, and that's just how it happened. So that's what I do now. I just play solo around town.
Well, good for you, man. I'm a bass player myself, so it's nice to meet a kindred spirit there. There's just something about the rhythm and the tone of a bass guitar that I just love.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
the comedy side of things, you get into writing your own songs. Obviously that wasn't something you set out to do, was it?
No, not at all. You know, for years I tried to write songs, you know, tried to write something nice or love songs, and it just wouldn't come. So for some reason, the first song I wrote was Bonging Along, about a girl that smoked so much weed, and I just kept going that way. For some reason, I'd be able to write funny stuff, but, well, actually, it's funny to me. It might not be funny to everybody, but to me, it's easier to write a song that's aiming at humor for some reason. I can't write anything serious. I shouldn't say can't. I just haven't. Maybe someday I can write something nice, but hasn't come yet.
Yeah, people knock on, you know, oh, he's a musician, but he writes funny songs, and they think that can't be taken seriously. There's something to be said about somebody who's able to channel an artistic craft like music and channel that with humor, because humor, I think, is something that is very special, that especially nowadays in the world we live in, is very important. People need to laugh and smile more. So I applaud you for being able to bring those two worlds together to write music that in itself is great, but also make it lighthearted and fun for everybody.
Right.
So, yeah. Go ahead.
It's easier, I think.
You think it's easier?
Well, maybe some people it's easier to write love songs, but
right.
For me, it's easier to write. And I try to keep them a little edgy.
Little edgy, little risque.
Everything I write is either about smoking weed or sex or a little racism. All that good stuff. Yeah.
Weed and sex, man. Can't go wrong with that. So, right. So you're still playing shows around there, around Hawaii and around Honolulu and all that?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
There's a lot of venues. It's not a huge music scene, but there's a lot of live music here. But then also there's tons of musicians, you know. I've seen it change how we went to that whole karaoke thing. Or what? And they say in the mainland, they say karaoke.
Yeah.
In Hawaii, it's karaoke. But anyway, yeah, for a while, that was kind of messing everything up where every bar, every spot was karaoke, but that's kind of tapered off. The live music thing has come around. And then there's a kind of a growing comedy scene, too. There's a lot of open mics around town. Just about every night you can find someplace.
Now, the open mics around you, are they, because open mics around here are kind of a blend of music and stand-up. It's just kind of like 1 hour is for musicians, 1 hour is for comedians. Is that kind of what it is around
right.
you?
Well, actually, around here, it's either music open mics or comedy open mics. They're not really crossed, you know. It's either one or the other. But luckily, what I do, I can go to either, you know.
That's true. Yeah, that there you go. That's another perk of being a musician and a comedian at the same time is you can go to both open mics. I can't do that.
Right.
So you released a CD, which we're going to preview here later on in the show, back in September of technically last year. We are in 2019 now, called Love Doll. Can you tell us a little bit about the process behind recording that album?
Well... It's kind of like my last album I did where I played all the instruments myself. I played ukulele, guitar, and bass, and the percussion, and did the harmonies. And I'm just lucky. There's this friend of mine that's got a studio. He's a really good engineer, and he's got a good ear too. Because a lot of times I'll try to hit a harmony and it's not quite on, and he's got a piano right there, and he's like, no, you're a little flat here, or I'll have some harmony scheme where he thinks, no, that it would work better if you put in this other vocal here, and then it'll be more balanced. He's got a really good ear for that stuff. But actually, my first two CDs is when I was on a cruise ship, and I was singing with the jazz band, and we went in the studio, and we just recorded what we were doing on the ship, so... like swing and standards, and then my third album is when I did all the instruments myself. I did the opposite of having a band behind me. I just played everything myself, but it wasn't comedy stuff. And then my fourth one, the one I just did, that's when I threw in all the comedy songs I wrote. So it was more enjoyable too, the last couple of albums, because I'm more involved, you know, playing the instruments and doing all the vocals.
So you're the kind of guy you like to kind of have your hands on everything. You kind of like to have that level of that creative control.
Right. I do have one regret though. This last two albums, is I wish I just brought in a drummer or a percussionist, you know, because I had it stuck in my mind that I was going to do everything myself. But then when I listened to it, like, man, that percussion is horrible, because I didn't really know how to play drums or percussion. So what I did is I just kind of faked it and kept it low in the mix, and I just think how much better it would have been with a actual drummer, but it's too late, it's fine. And also that way when I play solo, it's not a lot different. I mean, if somebody hears me solo and then they listen to the recording, and if there's a really good drummer, then it's not like it's properly reenacted. So in a way it's good. It's that I don't have a really good drummer on there. That's what I tell myself. That's how I try to make myself feel better about it.
So let's talk a little bit more about you. So you are a family man. You have a daughter.
Yeah, she's like almost 14 months now.
Oh, so she's little.
Yeah, but she's running around already. She likes stairs, which is kind of scary. And then she likes she walks and carries stuff too, which is pretty amazing. You know, yesterday I had a big bottle of water, one of those, you know, it's like a foot tall. She picked it up and she's walking around and the thing's full. I was like, how can you be that strong? It's like as heavy as she is. I don't know how she does that.
Have you found that, since you're, now is this baby number one for you?
Yes.
So being a relatively new father, have you found that that's kind of had an effect on maybe your song, your music writing, or the way that you approach your music?
Huh. If there's a connection, I can't figure it out. There must be something there. So I can't really think of. Yeah, you would think if you have a kid, you start writing nice songs, but that hasn't happened yet.
Wait till she gets to be a teenager, then it'll kick in. Then you're gonna start writing angry, aggressive music, so everybody thinks you're the intimidating dad.
That's a scary thought, though, teenager. It's so weird, it's hard to picture her even just a year or two older, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, I see kids that are talking a little bit, and they're running. Like, man, it's hard to imagine that. But it's going to happen.
It is. I don't have kids myself. I have a sister who's 15, and that's, that's a thing. That's a thing I have to deal with. But
yeah.
But so what we're going to do here is we talked about it. We're going to play a song off of Joe's album, Love Doll, that, we're a little, Christmas is coming past, but it's in the theme. We're still in the winter over here in the Midwest. It's still, 20 degrees outside and snowing. So we're going to play a song off that album called Red Eyed Reindeer. And when we come back from that, we're going to sit down with Joe and we're going to do 3 minutes of rapid fire questions. So make sure you guys stick around. And in the meantime, enjoy the song Red Eyed Reindeer by Joe Kingston.
Red Eyed Reindeer, don't you know they come into town? Red Eyed Reindeer, this Christmas won't you bring me a pound? Santa doesn't know what's going on.
Going on, going
reindeer
on.
Reindeer smuggling bugs all along.
All along, all along.
While Santa's bringing toys to all the boys and girls, reindeer distribute all over the world. Well, no, they don't tell Santa Claus.
Santa Claus, Santa
that
Claus.
That they're breaking air traffic laws.
Breaking laws, breaking laws.
Those reindeer don't run the racket all by themselves. Since they've been scheming with those dope dealer elves, it's a smooth operation. They deliver right to your door.
Such a smooth operation.
North Pole Connection, if you're on their list, you're gonna score.
Just get on that list and you're gonna score.
Talking about the red-eyed reindeer, don't you know they're coming to town?
Red-eyed reindeer, stony red-eyed reindeer.
Stony cotton-mouthed reindeer, this Christmas put me down for a pound. Got the Kush, Comet carries chronic. Branches bringing North Pole, hydroponic. They're the red-eyed reindeer. Rudolph, won't you make it in time?
Red-eyed reindeer, stony red-eyed reindeer.
So that first and Christmas morning, gonna get stoned out of my mind. Sneaking off with Blitzen,
working pleasure mixing,
while Dash is hitting on Vixen.
Just gotta get his licks in.
With Donner always on her, even Dancer tried to pants her. They're promiscuous reindeer and they're hooking up all over town.
They're naughty, nasty reindeer.
Dirty, horny, skanky reindeer. They're never too high to get down. Then there's poor old Rudolph, still just doesn't quite get along
with the reindeer, with the other reindeer.
He never smoked a joint, he wouldn't even try the bong
with the reindeer, with the other reindeer.
He's hanging out with Frosty doing lines. That's what Rudolph's nose is bright red all the time. Coke fiend Rudolph, he's headed right to your town.
Coke addict Rudolph, coke addict Rudolph.
His nose is swollen red and runny and he's tweaking way too hard to slow down. Never gets reindeer booty.
Never gets the booty.
Maybe that's why he's so moody.
He's so moody.
He really needs to smoke a doobie with the other red-eyed reindeer, flying high with Rudy to leave.
Red-eyed reindeer, stony red-eyed reindeer,
stony cotton-mouthed reindeer. Please fill my Christmas stocking with weed. Cupid's got the cush. Comet carries chronic. Branches bringing North Pole. Hydroponic, they're the red-eyed reindeer. Rudolph, won't you make it in time?
Red-eyed reindeer, stony red-eyed reindeer.
So that first and Christmas morning, gonna get stoned out of my mind.
Red-eyed reindeer, stony red-eyed reindeer.
So that first and Christmas morning, gonna get stoned out of my mind.
All right, guys, that was Red-Eyed Reindeer by Joe Kingston, who we currently still have on the phone right now, and we are going to do my favorite part of the show, where we are going to have Joe answer 3 minutes of rapid-fire questions. Joe, are you ready?
I think so.
You think so? All right, well, we're about to find out. All right, here we go.
Sounds scary.
It's a little scary. In 3, 2, 1, what was the last gift you gave someone?
Wow, it's a hard one. Jeez, so many presents that during Christmas I can't think of. Okay, I bought my daughter some shoes.
Right on. Are you a morning or a night person?
Night.
What is your biggest addiction?
Smoking weed.
What celebrity annoys you the most?
Wow, so many. Oh my God. Here's another hard one. There's so many to choose from. What celebrity annoys me the most? Oh, my God. So, Trump.
All right, there we go. What's a nickname your parents used to call you?
One more time.
What is a nickname your parents used to call you?
The boss.
Nice. Would you rather have invisibility or super strength?
Invisibility.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how good are you at keeping secrets?
3.
Cake or pie?
Cake.
Who has it easier, men or women?
Men.
Have you ever worn socks with sandals?
Yes.
Is double dipping at a party ever acceptable?
No.
Do you respect Kanye West?
No.
Godfather or Star Wars?
Godfather.
Big dogs or small dogs?
Big dogs.
Are women complicated?
Yes.
Do you know how to salsa dance?
No.
Have you ever slapped someone in the face?
No.
Would you rather ask permission or beg for forgiveness?
Ask for permission.
Do you Instagram your food?
No.
Thank God.
I don't even know what Instagram is.
Ha! Is Jimmy Kimmel funny?
Sometimes.
Would you rather come face to face with a tiny hippopotamus or a giant cockroach?
Giant cockroach.
All right, last question. What is the most boring thing ever?
Golf.
All right. Joe Kingston, ladies and gentlemen, with 3 minutes of rapid-fire questions here on Mike Talks Funny. Joe, thank you so much for coming on the show today, man. I really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
All right, guys. We have got a lot more show around the corner for you. Make sure you guys go online and check out Joe's album. It's called Love Doll. It's available on CD Baby, iTunes, Amazon, Spotify, all that good stuff. And we'll be right back with more show right after the break.
Hey guys, Mike here. You know, a lot of time and effort goes into this podcast, and I want you guys to be a part of the process. Become a supporter by going to patreon.com/MikeShayComedy. And for as little as $1 a month, you can help this show get better and better. Get access to all kinds of awesome content like comedy show tickets, unedited interviews, live streams, and so much more. Once again, just go to patreon.com/MikeShayComedy and help support the show. We'll be right back.
Talking about movies is what Aaron Lopez does best.
We are talking about The Greatest Showman.
Thor Ragnarok.
Love, Simon. Hereditary.
With an army of special guests.
Jordan Lopez. Aaron Brewer.
Jack Elliott.
My good friend Carly.
Special moments you don't want to miss.
The very first ever drunk drive-in.
We are more looking at the Oscar nominations.
So grab some snacks and a cold drink.
Let's all go to the lobby, refill your drinks.
Every Thursday.
Eventide Entertainment presents The Drive-In.
All right, guys, we are just about out of time for today's show, but it would not be an episode of Mike Talks Funny if I didn't share some awesome music with you guys. Now, this band is straight out of the Los Angeles, California area. They have described themselves as the most unique act in music, and I think I'll let you guys be the judge of that. Playing us off the air with their song, Shape Your Fate, I give you The Fifth Fire.
Yeah.
All right, guys, that is going to do it for this week's installment of Mike Talks Funny. Big thanks to Joe Kingston for coming on the show. Make sure you guys check out his album, Love Doll, available wherever you guys get a hold of your music. And a big thanks to The Fifth Fire for sharing their song, Shape Your Fate, with us. Go ahead and check their stuff out online as well. We'll be back again next week with a brand new episode of Mike Talks Funny. Until then, guys, stay classy, live well, rock on, bye-bye. Closed captioning of this program was brought to you by nobody. It's a podcast. Seriously, if you're deaf, why are you here?
There's a difference between do-it-yourself and do-it-for-a-living. At the Home Depot, we get that. And we're here to help pros get the job done with the products and brands you trust. Technology to keep your job on track. Job site delivery to save you time. And bulk pricing on over 4,000 items every day to save you money. When you've got a job, we're on the job. The Home Depot. More saving, more doing.
Heat wave ahead. For 4 days only, it's the sizzling hot summer sale at JCPenney. Thursday through Sunday, shop select men's and women's tees in all new bright colors. Just $5 for her and $7.99 for him. Plus, pick up select Home Expressions bath towels, 2 for $7. All these deals and no coupon needed. Hurry in, but stay cool. These deals are sizzling. JCPenney. Offers valid 6/27 to 6/30. Exclusions apply. See store jcp.com for details.